The truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Friday, the 25th day of June. Prepper tip of the day: pray with your team, work with your team, and recreate with your team. Not too distant future, you and your team working together will be a matter of life and death. Okay, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sky Huddleston. Sky is the CEO of the Liberator Rocket Heater Company. I am the Executive Vice President. We're going to be talking about the events of the day, preparedness in general, and how owning a rocket heater may actually save your life in the upcoming winter, or winter is plural. Good morning, Sky.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, sir. Well, we're moving forward, working with our financial advisor to get the funding we need to set up the factory in a proper manner in Bourbon, Missouri, to manufacture the rocket heater on a much larger scale than they have been in the past 5 years. So the rocket heater's been around 5 years. That's a pretty nice track record. Most businesses don't make it the first year. So wrapping up 5 years and starting year number 6 is quite an accomplishment, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, especially given the fact that we completely bootstrapped the company without any outside funding. That almost never happens in modern America.
Well,
and we did it.
Well, it was tremendous effort on the part of you and your father to do that. I've been to your original factory there a number of times. It's a very nice, small but very nice, well laid out, very clean and efficient. And as of 4 weeks ago today, we bought the factory there in Bourbon, Missouri. Was it 4 weeks ago today?
Yeah,
or 3 weeks?
Well, about 3 weeks. But yeah, it sounds
3 weeks.
Maybe
it seems longer. It seems longer.
Yeah, it does.
But there's something called an elevator speech. When you're meeting somebody, maybe a stranger, maybe a friend, and you want to get their attention with a 30-second introduction or story, I tell people, I'm helping a company that's building wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. And people do this double take. because they've never heard such a thing. They don't know such a thing even exists. And that's a great way to get a conversation started, isn't it, Sky, to talk about something people don't know even exists.
It certainly is, yes.
And that's what I do. Then I go on to explain that the rocket stove, the rocket heater, is the only wood-burning appliance that we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and normal wood, regular wood, even bamboo. And there's a bonus. It burns so hot, so completely, complete combustion, that you can safely burn pine and cedar, other softwoods, and conifers that normally you don't want anywhere near a normal wood-burning appliance, do you, sir, Sky?
Yeah, normally if you try to burn softwoods in a heater, you're going to get a lot of creosote buildup from VOCs recondensing into tars and carcinogens. And these biotars start to build up on the flue, and they create a very dangerous situation that can lead to a flue fire. But with our system, you don't have to worry about that. We've been running this thing for almost 6 years in our current shop. And, you know, we go to inspect it, and there's nothing but a very light layer of pure ash on the flue. So there's no tar buildup.
No tar buildup. Okay, no tar buildup. You can't beat that. And there's lots of bonuses here. A lot of people are concerned about money and the family budget. That's where we have a big, big edge over the competition. A good quality indoor wood-burning stove typically costs $3,000 to $4,000. That's pretty average for a high-quality wood-burning and indoor wood-burning stove. We're only at $2,000, about half what a high-quality stove costs otherwise. Another bonus.
Yep.
A nice 16-inch diameter is at the top of the stove, 16 inches?
Yes.
Nice round
diameter flat cooktop with on the RMH2s. Have a quarter-inch thick cooktop place, so you get a quarter-inch thick piece of steel. That's a heavy-duty cooktop. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, nobody's going to challenge that. Nobody in their right mind would challenge it anyway. One of our customers, he has a supply of bamboo, and the fuel hopper there. You can stand the 8-foot-long bamboo pieces in there, and they just incrementally burn down as the fire consumes them. And I don't know how long that would take, but I would think it would take a good while. You probably put, 3 to 6 pieces of bamboo in there that would just burn down incrementally over a period of... How many hours do you think that would last, Sky?
Bamboo's a grass, so it'll burn faster than wood, but we're looking at 4 to 8 hours all day long if it's up to the ceiling.
That's very nice. Very nice, because some people have access to bamboo at no charge, and that would be a great source of fuel also. Now, let's say you choose to just use wood pellets, and you've got your rocket heater, and you got a supply of wood pellets. It would cost, for a 4-month heating season, which is what we got here in South Central Missouri, about $400 to heat for 4 months, about $100 a month. So you can multiply that if you got a 5-month heating season or a 6-month heating season. That's the least expensive way that I know of to heat a home, or where you're actually buying the fuel as opposed to cutting the fuel yourself when you cut firewood. Is there a less expensive way when you're buying fuel that you can think of, Sky?
Fuel pellets are about the cheapest source of heat in the country. They're comparable in price, last I checked, to natural gas, but, of course, things may have shot up recently. Prices have been kind of chaotic as of recently, but yeah. Last I checked a few months ago, they were comparable to natural gas in terms of cost effectiveness.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll be offering a 10-year limited warranty on the rocket stove. There's no moving parts. There's no electricity involved, no motors. It's about as rugged as a stove can be, isn't it, Sky?
Yes, it is, especially considering that what few parts may or may not be vulnerable can be easily replaced with a single wrench.
That's good to know. I like simple. Simple is good when it comes to anything you might be using. And We're looking at possibly runaway inflation this year, which will be only worse next year. Dramatic increases in the price of electricity, propane, heating oil, all those things. And it would really give people peace of mind knowing that they can heat their home with either wood pellets or even twigs out of the yard. You can put twigs in there, can't you?
Yes, you can. One of the cool things, too, with our MH2 that we've got approved is thermal mass integration. So for the first time ever, you can now legally install a heater with integral masonry heater-type thermal mass, and it's already pre-building code approved.
Well, the rocket stove has met every safety test that there is, hasn't it?
Every North American safety test, yes. It's tested to UL1482, ULC-S627, and ASTM E1509.
And when the EPA tested it, they had difficulty finding anything except hot gases coming out of there, didn't they?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. They had reported a combustion efficiency, and I have the original test reports, a combustion efficiency of 99.5%.
Amazing. That's absolutely amazing. It must have shocked the men and women doing these tests, don't you think?
Yeah, I kind of picked their brain about it, and they definitely seemed perturbed. Their tone of voice was very different than before I spoke to them that they had tested it.
So no matter where you live, in the most restrictive place in the state, in the country, is probably California. When it comes to a wood-burning appliance, a wood-burning stove, it will meet all the standards, even California standards, which are insane and crazy in most things. But peace of mind knowing that you can live in California, Oregon, Washington State, and meet their standards. Right, Sky?
Yes. Technically, California is not far behind, but Washington is by far the worst.
Washington State, where my daughter lives, yeah. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and I found out that my oldest grandson, when he was a senior in college last year, and he was being paid $1,000 a month not to work while he was still in college. How about that?
Wow.
By the state of Washington was doing
it. Me. Just free money. Here, everybody go.
All right.
That's not going to cause inflation.
Well, what it's causing is my daughter works for a restaurant up there. They can't find restaurant workers because they're making more money being paid not to work than they can make working. It's not my daughter's way of living. She prefers to work and have that satisfaction of doing a good job. But so many people are easily tempted by the free money, aren't they, Sky?
Yeah, a lot of people are tempted by the free money, and you know, the piper's toll is quite expensive, and the piper's toll is going to be in about a year or two.
A year or two?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. When the inflation comes in, then everybody's going to have to pay the piper for their temporary hedonism, and it's going to be really expensive.
Now, if you had a large greenhouse, let's say something 20 by 40 feet, the rocket heater in there would do a great job keeping it nice and warm, wouldn't it?
Rocket heaters were originally designed to heat greenhouses. Yes, a rocket heater inside of a greenhouse would heat it very effectively.
Well, I keep urging people to get a greenhouse, and even a small one, maybe 8 by 8 feet, you can still grow fruits and vegetables in there, and herbs and spices and things like that. That would be a wise thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. A greenhouse with a greenhouse for the specific purpose of growing crops and gardens is definitely a good idea, irrespective of the scale of operation you're working with. A lot of people are going to have to go back to Victory Gardens if we're going to pull through this. And I know Victory Gardens have been de facto banned in this country because you got to have a perfect lush lawn, because
right.
Biological carpet in your front yard is what we want to see. But yeah. Going to have to figure it out sooner or later.
Yep. And gardening is something you just don't start and be successful the first year. I have to grant that's possible, but it takes about 3 years of trial and error for people to get a real handle on how to get these convincing seeds in the ground to become plants that you can eat, especially in our part of the country, right, Sky?
Yeah, well, where we're at, it's especially difficult because all the soil is rock and clay. There's almost no actual soil. It's all rock and clay, and that's very difficult to work with. I can say potatoes are very easy to grow, but that's potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes grow quick and easy, and don't take a whole lot of effort. I've helped grow potatoes myself, it's good nourishment. It's not the best nourishment, but it's good nourishment to keep you alive. We need to get these skills. These are skills our grandparents had, sometimes our parents, that have frequently been lost. Now, here in the Ozarks, gardening is still a popular hobby for many people. Not many people have a garden big enough to feed their family. I've seen a few here and there. One of my neighbors I drive past on the way to the post office every day has a beautiful, large garden, maybe 50 by 50 feet. It's huge. Most people just grow a few tomatoes, and it's just a hobby for them. But in the not-too-distant future, that hobby might become a very serious matter, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. And I think it'll end up being a matter of life and death, especially as monocultural and large agricultural corporations grind to a sudden halt, and their methodologies and practices are unsustainable anyway for a litany of reasons. So, yeah, once that grinds to a halt, people are going to have to going to have to be a little more independent, a lot more like the 1930s and 20s. It's going to be difficult for most people to adjust to that, but it's going to have to happen.
That's right. Won't be any choice. People will be kicking and dragged away from their normal important things like Dancing with the Stars and watching professional sports, won't they?
Yeah, that's going to be gone.
Well, with that independence, independence from everything going on becomes a lot of responsibility, learning new skills, doing things differently, and keeping the house warm in the winter is about as basic as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a very basic, very, very basic necessity. It's very, very important. Obviously, dying of hypothermia isn't good. Having to sleep underneath a mountain of dirty laundry is not optimal for various reasons, the biggest one being that nobody's going to get up in the morning if it's, below freezing out or, ambient temperature. So, yeah, it's having a warm house is actually very necessary for human survival. If your shelter isn't warm, you're going to die.
If your shelter isn't warm, you're going to die. Well,
it's most true. I mean, it's very basic and it's a very barbaric, untact way of putting it, but it's true.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, let's see. Well, Sky, we're looking at delivery times. If a person places an order today on the 25th day of June, when would they expect to take delivery?
Gosh, it's hard to say. We plan on getting this factory spooled up and in production within the next 2 months or so. So we want to start delivering heaters sometime in October. That's a little later than we like, but that's, the bank dragged their feet on approving the loan and various other issues outside of our control. But, yeah, we want to start producing and churning them out by September to October. But I'm not sure how... the realities of the situation. Hopefully we'll see to it that we can achieve our goal, but certainly no later than November.
No later than November. Well, it's going to be interesting watching the company grow, helping the company grow to bring new employees in, to take these orders, get the stoves fabricated, get them boxed up and shipped out the door. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday. This is Friday, the 25th day of June. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. The best way, the most efficient way, the most cost-effective way to heat your home. A big feature of these rocket heater stoves is the fresh air intake, you know, where your combustion air comes from the outside rather than inside the house. Tell us why that's important, Sky, and how that works, please.
Well, obviously, like with any old chimney or fireplace, right, anytime you have a combustion appliance, you have to pull in what's colloquially known as makeup air. And so if air goes up the chimney and out the house, you got to pull in that replacement air from somewhere. Otherwise, one of two things would happen. Realistically, your fire would just go out as it started for oxygen because it can't pull out any more air or pull a greater vacuum. Unrealistically, your house would implode like a submarine diving too deep. Of course, that doesn't happen, and so it's just the fire. Neither of those things happen, and so, of course, what really happens is it's pulling in makeup air cumulatively through small little gaps and cracks in the imperfected seals of your house, your doors, your windows, your rooms, etc., and that's pulling in cold air from outside. That's what we don't want. Cold air is bad. Cold air is cold, which reduces efficiency. But here, if you have an outside air intake, you control all of your combustion air from a little 4-inch vent going through your attic or through your wall, and then it's pulling in all your makeup air directly through that little hole, and so you're not going to have to worry about pulling in cold outside air from outside. You're pulling it in now directly from outside and directly into the heater rather than getting mixed with your nicely fresh, freshly made warm again, you know, ambient air.
That's a good explanation, and it makes a huge difference. That combustion air has got to come from someplace. If you're burning combustion air from inside the house, it will suck that cold air in through windows and doors, any least little crack you may not even notice. And the farther away from the rocket stove it is, the colder that room will be, right?
Correct.
Yep, so I hope people will keep that in mind. Well, people like to stay warm in the wintertime. It's not a matter of comfort so much as a matter of life and death. When it gets down below 60 degrees, wearing a sweater doesn't work too well anymore, does it?
The reaches a temperature threshold where putting on more skins of animals has the law of diminishing returns.
The skins of animals. Well, people have been wearing skins of animals to stay warm for centuries, haven't they?
They have, and it is effective to a point, yes, but even the cavemen used fire.
That's right, they did. Even the cavemen used fire. Well, the workmanship on these stoves is beautiful. Sky and his dad are both metal workers, and they take pride in their work, and it shows. These stoves are really works of art, quite frankly. They're plain to look at, but the closer you look, if you understand what metalworking and what that means and how to recognize the workmanship of a true craftsman, you look at these welds. They're beautiful welds. The finish on these stoves is a nice flat black finish that will last for many years, and it's just a delight to see this in your home, all set up, ready to keep the home warm, and giving the homeowners peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, as long as they can get out in the yard and get some sticks gathered up, they'll have some heat. That's real peace of mind, isn't it, Sky?
Yeah, it is. This gives you a degree of independence where you don't have to harvest logs anymore. Now you can just use staves. You can use coppicing methods of harvesting. You can pick up sticks and branches, which dry out in only a couple weeks from the time they fall and hit the ground, versus having to wait an entire year after it's already been split and bucked and cut into cordwood, right? And then one of the things that people don't know, if you're really into sustainability and permaculture, coppicing is a methodology of harvesting wood. It's an ancient method that we don't really use anymore, but it was used by various civilizations. And you can actually increase the amount of pound yield of wood you can get out of, you know, and that's what's really important is the pound yield, not the size, by using coppicing, which is deliberately harvesting the lower branches of trees and letting them regrow rather than having to cut down a whole tree. And this is used by civilizations throughout history to increase the amount of pound yield of fuel obtained from trees. You can also cause trees to basically grow into bush-like structures, shrub-like structures, where instead of one tall trunk that comes up, you can start splitting and branchiating it like a shrub, and then you cut off an individual stick here or there, or branch, if you will. And it's a much more efficient, much faster, much more sustainable methodology of harvesting wood.
Okay, very much so. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 25th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I know I'm repeating myself, but when it comes to saving lives, I need to repeat myself. You want to save a life? Maybe someone you're related to by blood or marriage, a very dear friend. You can do that if you can convince them not to get the COVID shot, what's being called a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. If you want to do that, you need to educate yourself first. You need to bring real scientific information to that friend, that relative, to help convince them to not get the COVID shot. That's where my website comes in, thelibertyman.com. Dozens of articles and videos. I like to point out the four articles and videos featuring Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, former head of medical research at Pfizer. His credentials will stand up against anybody's. His credentials, in my opinion, are far better than Dr. Fauci, quite frankly. So if you educate yourself, then you can help educate another person and hopefully convince them to not get the COVID shot. Of course, the energy cleaner at my website. If you have issues with arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. joint pain, back pain, same thing. You want to sleep, just go to the small child overnight. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. I'll be taking delivery tomorrow about noon of energy cleaners. I'll start packing them up, and over the next several days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be shipping, about 35 energy cleaners and mattress pads. I do this myself. I pack them up. They go out priority mail. They ship from the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. That's my post office, where tonight they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. My neighbors really like that, and that's what I do. It's my home business. So you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order also. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Sky Huddleston, the CEO of the Liberator Rocket Heater Company, a company that's building the only wood-burning stove that we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood, and as well conifers, pine, cedar, other softwoods that you don't want anywhere near a normal wood-burning stove, do you, Sky?
That's correct, yeah. Pines and cedars and softwoods produce dangerous VOCs and tars that can build up in a chimney and lead to flue flyers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you want to have some fun with this? Just buy one and tell your friends and your neighbors, I've got a wood-burning stove that makes no smoke. It gives you something to talk about next time you're having barbecue with some friends. Right, Sky?
Right. You can't even tell this thing's working. There's barely any heat waves coming out of it. You can just barely see a little bit due to the extreme temperature differentials that's typically, you know, operated between the winter and the exhaust gases. But the exhaust gases are still fairly low at about 220F, so just under boiling point. Usually, that's the pipe. 220F is the chimney pipe temperature. And that's one of the things about this is that if nobody can tell that you're running, you know, a wood stove, that means you're not going to be putting off a smoke trail to give away your location. So if you live in a rural area and you're worried about a horde of zombies, you're not going to have to worry about giving away your location with this technology.
You know, unless the opposition has thermal imaging, which is pretty rare thing to say the least, you're going to be
very... If your opposition has thermal imaging, you must have made somebody mad you shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. In a grid down, long-term grid down situation, where we're going back to the 1890s without the technology of the 1890s, having a low signature and a low footprint for being found could be a matter of life and death, couldn't it, Sky?
It absolutely could be, yes.
Now, your place is pretty remote there. It's at the end of a very long gravel road that has a couple of steep hills. So I think you and your dad are going to do okay there. Heating up your premises with a rocket stove, very low signature. I encourage people to do the same thing, to heat their home with a rocket stove, to have a very low profile, to make it difficult to know that you're even around. I know Davy Crockett, I read his biography, his autobiography, and whenever a neighbor was close enough he could see smoke from the chimney, he thought that was too close, it was time to move west. And he did that a number of times. His family rode on one horse, and everything the family owned was on the second horse, no wagon. Now, that's really primitive living, isn't it?
That is very primitive. Holy mackerel, that is.
Yeah.
Ooh, absolutely.
I know, it's hard to imagine that, but that is how those folks lived. That's assuming he was very accurate in writing his autobiography. Well, he didn't even have a wagon, at least in the early days. Maybe later on he got a wagon. I know he was a U.S. congressman. He probably had a wagon by the time he was a congressman. But in those younger years, in his 20s, no, they just had everything on two horses with his trusty rifle, I'm sure, very far away. Davy Crockett and his wife had skills that very few Americans have these days. But despite that, they still had to stay warm in the winter, and they would build a new cabin fashion a fireplace out of stones, and stay warm in the winter. Probably not all that comfortable, but they were able to survive, weren't they, Sky?
Yes, not only were they able to survive, they were able to thrive. We're still talking about them to this day. Davy Crockett had a unique and illustrious career spanning many, many years across many areas and different right. ventures. And unfortunately came to an early close at the Alamo, but it was a life very fulfilled nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah, well... there are three colonels at the Alamo, Colonel Travis, Colonel Crockett, and Colonel Bowie, with Colonel Travis in charge. And, it was an untimely end, but he fought to the end, and that was his life. But hopefully we won't have to end up like Davy Crockett, fighting for our lives at a place like the Alamo. But... our fight for our lives is going to be a fight against winter, maybe this coming winter or the following one, correct?
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's actually going to be what does in a lot of people. A lot of people that have, supplies of food, a lot of people that are just wholly unprepared. The lack of heat and a sharp, shocking winter without grid electricity or heat is going to do in a lot of people. It's such a basic thing that almost nobody thinks about. And so that alone is just, it's going to be what ends a lot of people unnecessarily.
That's right. That's right. We're going to lose upwards of one-third to one-half our population because of the COVID shots. We've got corporate recruiters, both in-house and outside vendors, are being given lists of people that are got the COVID shots to be replaced, because the corporations they work for know that within 2 to 3 years, everybody who got the COVID shot will either be completely disabled or dead. It's going to be about two jobs for every American in about 2 to 3 years, Sky. How about that?
Hey, we'll finally be able to have a strong, robust middle class again. That'll be nice.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. A lot of these skill sets that we'll be losing are difficult, if not impossible, to replace. But we will see. And in the meantime, lots on the table. A lot is at risk. Many of these people who got the COVID shots are responsible for running the power grid, for example, and that's some pretty high-level skill sets, especially any of these power plants, whether it's a nuclear power plant, a hydroelectric, or a coal-fired. You just don't take a couple of college courses to learn how to do those kinds of things, do you, Sky?
Typically most people have to take college courses to learn how to do those things. Running large-scale commercial utility plants is no small task. I'm roughly familiar with what's involved. I'm not nearly educated enough to do it myself. Typically, that level of training and education, a lot of it occurs in-house. A lot of it is institutionalized knowledge. That is, you can't find it in a book. You won't
That's right.
learn it at college. You learn it through actually being employed by that operation, said corporation, and then they basically have your apprentice underneath the guy who's been doing it for 20 years, for the last 5 years of his career before he retires out, and then you replace him entirely. But, a lot of that institutionalized knowledge is going to be lost, and we're basically going to have to figure it out through trial and error.
Well, that's pretty... It's pretty frightening, quite frankly. It really is pretty frightening. And the more independent people are, the more peace of mind they're going to have, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The more decentralized we can make our lives, decentralization of food production, decentralization of finance, decentralization of energy and warmth, the more decentralized from the zeitgeist and the system you can be, the better off you're going to be. And the wealthier you're going to be at the end of the day, right? So when all this thing blows over, after 3, 5, 10 years, however many years this upsetting times are going to be, the better prepared you are now, the healthier and wealthier you're going to be at the other end of it.
I know a man locally. He owns a dozen, 14 or so mules. And I told him 3 or 4 years ago, I said, sir, a few years in the future, you may be the wealthiest man in the county. because mules are very strong work animals, and they can be saddle broke to where you can ride them like a horse. They can pull a plow. They can pull a wagon. In general, they're larger and stronger than most horses, aren't they?
Yeah, mules are definitely more stout than most horses. They're not going to, of course, they don't run as fast, but other than that, a mule is basically the work truck of our forefathers. It's not as sleek, slender, or sexy as a sedan. It's not as fast or nimble, but in every other metric, it's objectively superior.
Right, right. Well, I know, I don't know how long ago, but when I do recall a woodcutter locally who used mules to move the logs out of the forest. And had been doing so for decades. So, yeah, they're very hardy, very tough, strong animals. And the rocket stoves are, right.
A lot of forestry operations in rural areas that are especially mountainous, like the Ozarks, depend on mules because machinery physically cannot navigate the terrain.
That's right. That's right. And the rocket stove is a rugged, dependable piece of equipment. Just as tough and as rugged as anything Davy Crockett would ever need, isn't it?
If Davy Crockett had bore witness to a rocket heater, he would be phenomenally impressed and gobsmacked at the technology and what it's capable of.
He would have been an investor, is what he would have been. He had the financial wherewithal to invest, and he would quickly recognize the value to keep a home warm with the least amount of expense. And our listeners are very smart people. The listeners to the John Moore Radio Show are extraordinary people. They actually own and read books, which most Americans do not, by the way. Of course, my listeners know that. So they recognize value when they see it. They recognize the need that there will be in a not-too-distant future to be completely independent of the power grid, which includes heating their home. These outdoor wood-burning furnaces, they're marvelous pieces of technology on one hand, very inefficient on the other, and in addition, they need electricity to work, don't they?
Yeah, an outdoor wood furnace almost always needs electricity to work, and that's just a no bueno. So, you know, if you're dependent on the grid for electricity, why anyone would feel compelled to spend $8,000 on an outdoor wood stove to burn wood, it's in and of itself dependent on the grid. It kind of obviates half the reason to buy a wood stove.
It's more of a past kind of. It definitely obviates it. And,
right.
Yeah. So they've become quite popular in the Ozarks and in other parts of the country. You can't possibly have a fire that will burn down your house because the wood-burning stove is 50 feet away. But That little bit of safety is very expensive. And, of course, with the rocket heater, you've got a wood-burning appliance inside the house that's as safe can be, isn't it, Sky?
It is an exceptionally safe heater. Like I said, it's rated UL-142, ULC-S627, and ASTM E1509. So it has more safety certifications than any other wood-burning stove in North America. And I think that says something right there. It's also inherently safe pragmatically from a pragmatic perspective. It has such a small firebox that's so isolated and self-contained. When you refuel it, you don't open a big door that has liability for sparks to pop out or for smoke to spill back. It has this very long and tall narrow tube you drop fuel down. You'll never have to open a door to, you know, expose yourself to catching something on fire. And any backdraft that occurs, not that almost never happens because it is such a strong drafting heater, but any backdraft that does occur, the fire is so small that it's not going to pour out enough heat to really cause any damage.
That should be very reassuring to people to hear that. And the firebox is, 6 by 6 by about 4 inches, something like that?
Yeah, it's the cross-sectional area, yeah. The combustion chamber.
Very
I wouldn't
small.
Really call it a firebox. It's more like a combustion chamber.
Combustion chamber.
A U-shaped tube that you throw sticks in down the short side of the U-shaped tube, and the fire burns sideways and then up that internal riser. And that's how it works. It's
amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here's our last break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 25th of June. Well, Sky, we covered a lot of territory here these past 55 minutes, and it got a lot of great information out to people about the value of the rocket stove, value when you buy it initially, value when you own it to purchase wood pellets if you choose to do that, twigs from the yard, regular firewood if it's cut into saves, even bamboo. Lots of ways to fire this thing up, aren't there?
Yes, there are. There's a lot of ways. It offers a lot. At the end of the day, what we're offering is flexibility.
That's right. That's right. Independence, flexibility, value. It's just everyone. No matter which way you look at it, it's a win-win situation, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people will go to my website at thelibertyman.com, watch Sky do a demonstration on the operation of the rocket stove, read up on it a little bit, and place your order. Yes, they'll be on back order, but the quicker you get your order in, the quicker you're going to get it, right?
Correct, yes. We will deliver the orders in the order in which we receive the back orders. That's a lot of orders.
That's a lot of, that's a lot of back orders, so he who hesitates is lost, correct?
Yeah, if you hesitate, you're going to be further behind on the back order list, and you're not going to receive the heaters quickly. And once we really start our genuine marketing campaign, some serious marketing, then the people that were, your listeners who are getting who are getting first notice, they're not going to have that first notice advantage anymore. And we're going to get hundreds of back orders, not just the dozens we already have.
That's right. That's right. Well, time's a wasting. Get that order in now while you can, and you'll be very glad you did. Right, Sky?
Yes, that much I can assure you.
Okay. Well, Sky, I want to thank you for being with us. We'll be back next Friday. We really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. We've got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll have open lines just the last hour, and the call number is 512-248-8252. And, we're going to focus on preparedness this last hour and maybe get some information out there that could help save some people. Some things that folks don't know. A lot of you do, but I make no assumptions. So that's what we'll do after the top of the hour break, and talk a little bit about preparedness, what you need, what you don't need, how to get ready, and so forth. Times coming up ahead of us in the not too distant future, they could get very rough, especially the winter. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.